This woman turned her obsession with cheap old houses into Instagram stardom and a full-time career. By Shayna Mishkin. For most aspiring social media stars, Instagram is a color-coordinated highlight reel of workouts, craft cocktails, and brunch. Elizabeth Finkelstein went a different route. Her clickbait? Wainscoting and leaded glass. Finkelstein, a 38-year-old mom, runs Cheap Old Houses, an Instagram account centered around, well, exactly that. The site's followers, more than 141,000, have turned the former historic preservationist into an unorthodox social media influencer. In an era defined by celebrities and the gig economy, more and more Americans are looking for ways to make a living online, preferably by doing something they love. It's an ecosystem that tends to favor novelty, glitz, and sex. But according to Finkelstein, the key to running an online media business, she also oversees a listing site and two part-time employees, is sticking with your passion long enough to attract like-minded fans. If you love something, there are definitely going to be other people out there who love it, Finkelstein says. If you believe in something and continue to plug at it, you'll gather people around you and form a community. Far from the glittering Hamptons or Hollywood Hills mansions, Finkelstein specializes in diamonds in the rough. Her finds, like a $9,900 colonial that recently went up for sale in Virginia and a Gothic revival asking $15,000 in Georgia, garner thousands of likes and hundreds of comments from Instagram's community of old house hunters. Her interest in historical houses and her knack for marketing them began with her childhood home, an 1850s Greek revival her parents painstakingly restored, a project she says filled the weekends of the first 10 years of her life. Having grown up and even gotten married in the house, Finkelstein knew the brick home in Queensbury, New York, a town an hour north of Albany, was special. That's why it frustrated her when, in her 30s, her parents struggled to sell it. They had a really hard time finding a realtor who knew how to sell it, Finkelstein says. Real estate agents, she says, weren't marketing the home to the niche group of people shopping for historical houses. Finkelstein thought she could do better. As it happened, she just left her job as a preservationist at a nonprofit researcher in New York City's Greenwich Village. House hunting in the New York suburbs, she was hoping to start a family and find a way to make a living from home. I wanted something that would allow me to spend time with my child, she says. I didn't want a 5-year gap on my resume. With technical assistance from her husband, Ethan, 34, the founder of a digital marketing agency, Finkelstein created Circa Old Houses, a property listings website centered on the mystique of vintage homes in 2013. Typical real estate ads tend to emphasize generous square footage and deluxe appliances, features that old homes don't necessarily possess. Finkelstein goes a different route, focusing on historic details, woodwork, and of course, charm. Once the website was up and running, Circa's Instagram namesake account with 50,000 followers and cheap old houses quickly followed. It took Finkelstein several years to turn the network of sites into a profitable business. Her main source of income remains home listings on the Circa site, which she uses cheap old houses to promote. She charges $45 for a 90-day ad and $50 and $150 more to have a property featured as an editor's pick or in the site's homepage banner. Finkelstein says she receives several new listings a day on average. Her income has recently become large enough to allow her to hire two part-time employees, and she recently struck the website's first sponsorship deal with a Connecticut realtor. I knew that if I loved looking at inexpensive fixer-uppers as much as I do, then a lot of other people would too, she says. There's something to the idea of looking at a big old house somewhere, something crying out for help, something you might actually be able to afford, and imagining, what if? Becoming Instagram's old homes maven hasn't necessarily made Finkelstein rich. While Finkelstein declined to say exactly how much she makes, she says it's enough to cover the mortgage on her and her husband's own old house, a 1940s Cape revival in Nyack, a New York suburb. People always say, find your true voice and do something true to yourself, Finkelstein says. It's always been my authentic voice and has always been what I love to do. Finkelstein, who says she spends about 30 hours a week on her sites, would like to expand her business further, producing videos to accompany the listings. But with a 3-year-old in the house and her husband's production team in Brooklyn, she'd need to find childcare and travel into the city to accomplish that. As it is, she can do the majority of her work while her son is in school or after he goes to bed at night. In a way, you do need to shape your life around your business, but do it in a way that allows you to do what you love, Finkelstein says.